everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And don't forget, tonight, Jay Leno is going to have Adam Carolla on his show. And Adam's always very funny on television and radio, so you're sure to have a couple of laughs tonight on Channel 4 at 11:35. And especially if you've lost the edge, if you know what I mean. Whether you're smoking weed or doing crack or drinking, I don't know what you're doing. But if you do have a tendency to lose the edge, 11:35, you have about another hour and a half to get your buzz on. And please don't drink and drive. There we go. Also, don't forget to sign up for the Commerce Casino Tournament. It is always a great event, and it's going to be on January 15th, a week from the day after tomorrow, for all you people out there that are not great with numbers. It'll be a week from Thursday at Commerce Casino, located off the 5 freeway, just south of the 710, north of the 605. And it's always a great tournament. You have to sign up on the website, and you'll be lucky to get a golden ticket. And I think we're going to have 300 to 400 people play, so you must sign up early to better your chances to win a golden ticket and get in that tournament. And the Commerce Casino is always very nice. They put up $6,000 in a prize pool, plus free food for everybody that is playing in the tournament. And I know you can't hear this, but every time I say free food at the Commerce Casino, Randy Wang puts those big mitts up and starts clapping. Yeah.
Free food, man. Free food. You say that, I remember all the times you've been to the Commerce and those free meals and that giant buffet they have. It's awesome.
Those are Randy's two favorite F words. Free food, man. Loves it. All right, so get down to the Commerce on the 15th of January, but you must sign up on the website, 971fmtalk.com. 971fmtalk.com. All right, folks, a regular on this show, he's been on the show for about a year or so. Always nice to see him. He's become a huge celebrity on Celebrity Rehab and also on CNN. He's all over the place. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Sophie, nice to see you, ma'am.
Thank you. Nice to see you.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
A world-renowned psychiatrist who is also dealing with, addiction as well as family problems. Sexual addiction as well?
Absolutely.
Now, is sexual addiction as destructive as booze or pills or
sure.
weed?
Absolutely.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's still an addiction. It's
How does
a disease.
That destroy your life, though?
Well, you can get some pretty nasty diseases.
Yeah.
You can die that way.
But I mean, you can't drink and drive, but you can drive and, enjoy yourself.
You can, but then you lose control of the steering wheel.
I wonder if that's ever happened.
Oh, it has. Trust me. I've been in the ER when they come in. That ain't pretty. Yeah.
Guy's playing with himself. He flies off Mulholland.
The broken penis syndrome.
All right. So tonight we're going to cover cheating. I know you're on Celebrity Rehab.
Yes.
I got a question for you on Celebrity Rehab. I love the show, but I have a feeling, and it might just be a very cynical guy here, but I have a feeling that a lot of these celebrities are not really serious about their rehab because they're doing the show. I think if you're really serious about your rehab, you don't want to do it on TV. You want to really get it done off the TV, out of the public eye, and really concentrate on it. Am I wrong?
No, you're probably right. I think
Is that right?
That's a good question, and that's a good assessment, because a lot of these people have to be in front of a camera to really get themselves motivated enough to do something.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
So that's really the start of their treatment.
Right.
They get a little bit better, and then the rest of their treatment is lifelong. So there's a spinoff show starting January 15th. You'll see a lot of that next level of treatment or not happening.
Oh, yeah, it's the Sober House?
Sober House, yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Yeah. It's a little bit darker. You'll really see the struggles they really have.
And the Sober House has some rules that you don't have to stay there, but once you break the rule, you got to get out.
You're gone.
And what are the rules? No fighting, no effing?
No effing, no drugs, no alcohol, respect of each other. Basic things, and learning how to live your life again, how to get a bank account, how do you go grocery shopping, how do you plan a meal, how do you deal with people.
And people forget how to do that, huh?
Oh, totally, because they're high when they're doing it for the last 20 years.
Really? Wow,
yeah.
That's odd. They should just, it's like living in a convent.
Absolutely, to them it is.
Jesus Christ.
There's barely food and water for them.
It might be another spinoff, the Drug House.
Absolutely.
Where everybody, you have to be high to be there.
Right. Well, this is what this ends up being, unfortunately.
All right, so, but I saw you with Dr. Drew.
Yes.
And you're a great addition to the show. I'm not just saying that to blow smoke
Thank
up
you.
Your tuchus.
Right.
But you are. You're a very
Thank
calm
you.
Guy there and a very serious dude. Not that Dr. Drew isn't, but you're really a great addition to that show, and they should keep you on that show forever.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Now, are you going to be one of the hosts of Sober House?
Yes, I'm there to treat a lot of the people that go through so much. You'll see what comes up. Yep.
And celebrities, I saw the one with, who was it? Rodney King was there.
Rodney King.
I thought that guy was pretty cool.
Rodney King is one of the nicest people.
Yeah.
He has a couple issues, obviously. You'll see as the show, you know, unfolds. And he's really a big, gentle giant who's done a lot of work on himself. And he's, you know, he's holding his own right now.
Yeah, and he seems to really love those two daughters of his.
He loves his family, but he's
also... two daughters, right?
Two daughters. He has three daughters, actually.
But oh, I didn't
know two that were on the show. He loves them, but he's alienated himself. So it's really rebuilding a lot of those relationships.
And how old were those daughters when he was getting that LAPD ass kicking?
Probably about 8 or 9.
So that must have been very traumatic for them.
Very traumatic for them.
I mean, to see that on TV played over and over and over again, where your dad is getting his ass kicked.
Right, right.
I don't think I would, that would drive me through the, you know.
I know, but as you see, they turned out to be really strong ladies.
Yeah.
They're very good.
They must have had a decent mom.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
They had a good, solid other side.
All right. Dr. Sophie is with us. We're going to cover cheating.
Cheating.
Tonight.
Sex and love and
yes.
cheating.
Yes. Now, people obviously are cheating all the time. And it becomes so easy to cheat now with the internet.
Oh, it's very easy. Texting, internet, all
but
that.
But it's almost more tempting to cheat nowadays with the internet. And, you know, there's some of these websites... Ashley Madison, is that what it is? Or some of these websites where they hook up married people with married people. I mean, it's
right.
basically designed to cheat on your wife or your
right.
husband.
Right.
And they've got thousands and thousands of people that are involved. Now, when you are caught cheating, and I hear about this all the time, and I know some people who have been caught cheating in the act.
Yeah.
Aren't those people wanting to get caught?
On some level, there's a huge relief once you're caught.
Right.
Because then either you're either pushed out of the relationship you didn't have the guts to get out of.
Right.
Or somebody's going to want you enough to make you rethink it and go back in. But you're forcing somebody to make a decision that you don't have the balls to make, basically.
Right. But if you get caught cheating, let's say you get caught cheating on your wife.
Yeah.
In the bed that you and your wife sleep in every night.
Right.
She's got to leave.
Who?
I mean, you know, the wife has got to say that's the end of the road.
Yeah, or at least change those sheets. Yeah, absolutely. If she's got any self-esteem, she's going to pick herself up and move on.
Yeah. Now, is cheating ever good for a relationship?
I think it can be if you get the right help and you understand the real meanings behind those behaviors. Absolutely.
Right.
There's motivation behind that behavior. Either you want to get caught because you want to get something fixed, or you want to be pushed in a direction to do something.
Okay. Now, here's and we'll take some calls on this, because I've had a debate with several friends of mine over this issue, and I'm sure that you'll have a ton of things to say about it. But a couple of my friends are convinced that you can cheat and you can be a bad husband, yet you could still be a good father.
Yeah, absolutely. Lucky for you, they think that, huh?
But is that combination possible?
I think that cheating is really there's an underlying issue with the cheating. So, I mean, if you're cheating because you're a sneaky guy or you're not somebody who can deal with your emotions in the right and most appropriate way, that's going to come across in your parenting, because you're not going to be authentic in that relationship either.
Right. Oh, I see. Okay. But also, if you do cheat, I think you sort of cheat on your kids as well.
That's right. You cheat on the whole group that you've built around you, your whole family foundation.
Yeah.
You're playing games with people.
Well, and eventually it could F up your kids, because, you know, they think of their mom and dad as, you know, two gods that would never do anything wrong.
Right, right. But they also, you know, they don't trust you. It's not just your spouse who doesn't trust you anymore. It's your kids.
Then the kids don't trust you.
Of course. They know that you hurt their parent, their other parent. They also want to love you and protect you, but they ain't going to trust you.
Yeah. All right. Here is the question, folks, and perhaps you know, some of you fall into this category. But can you still be a good father if you cheat on your kid's mother? I guess on your wife. Here are the phone numbers: 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Also, any relationship questions you might have, Dr. Sophie is a talented psychiatrist. You know, you don't make it onto a show with Dr. Drew by being a putz. You really have to. That's true. You really have to know what you're doing. You got to know what you're saying. And if you have any kind of longevity in this business, you really have to be authentic. And Dr. Sophie comes off as across as all of those because he really is sort of a calm individual with a lot of knowledge and can help you in your relationship. Just because you're cheating, just because you know, you're not in love with your husband or you're not in love with your wife, doesn't mean the relationship is indeed over. It can be saved. All right, here are the phone numbers, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, there's a psychiatrist in the Valley. I'm not going to give his name, but he has treated two friends of mine, and he's a couples relationship psychiatrist, and he has brought them both back from the verge of divorce back to an unbelievable, awesome couple. How is that possible? If two people hate each other, how can this guy bring them back where they're like a young, loving couple?
What do you think the opposite of love is?
Hate.
Wrong. Neutrality. So if they're still hating each other, they got a lot of strong feeling. You're going to bring them back to the other side of that.
So it's better to hate your wife than it is to feel nothing for her.
Exactly.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So if you feel nothing for her,
you're done.
It's harder to get back into it.
Yeah. You're done.
So you got to really hate her.
Yeah, you got to hate
that
one.
So you
got
to work on your hatred is what you're saying.
That's right. Work on something. But yeah, absolutely.
All right. And also, I heard this on, I was listening to Howard Stern, and Howard Stern has a fear of flying. And I thought, you know, he's got a great, I guess he had a great, like, psychiatrist talk to him about if you have a fear of dying, that means, and again, I'm going to probably screw this up, that means that you're not honest with people around you in your relationship. I don't know. He explained it in a very odd way, but it seemed to make sense.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes fears are based in just general anxiety and that your brain firing too much anxiety. But other times it can be other unresolved conflicts in your life that are spilling over, creating anxiety. And it takes the form of being afraid in an elevator or being afraid to fly.
Right.
So you got to, as a good psychiatrist or shrink, be able to take that apart for somebody and let them know what the deal is.
Now, I have the ability, I'm not bragging here, I may not be that bright, but I have the ability when I start to go down a rat's hole of thinking all the things I've got to do, all the relationships that I need to repair, all the, you know, the money that I made, you know, have blown in the past, and you start thinking about the bills you have to pay, what am I going to do if I lose a job, whatever, and you start, you know, really piling crap onto you. I have the ability to say, hey, it's nothing. I'll get over it.
Right.
And I stop it.
That's great. But many people don't have that.
They continue going, huh?
They keep spiraling down.
Yeah.
They don't want to get out of bed. That's when anxiety spills over to depression.
And so depression can be bedridden.
Of
depression.
Course. Sure.
Where you simply physically can't get out of bed.
Absolutely. You isolate yourself. You're not eating. You're not sleeping well. You know.
All right. Dr. Sophie is with us. You can also check out his website. It's a great website. Dr. Sophie, SOPHY.com. Peter in Silver Lake. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I'm sorry. I asked Gina. I said if it's totally about relationships, I had a whole different question. Is it still okay to ask?
What's your question?
Well, Dr. Sophie, I find that AA dominates the field of sobriety almost to the exclusion of any other group. However, I found that I was doing crystal meth, and I found that after doing it for 9 months, I couldn't stand it anymore. But
yeah.
AA was a very dangerous place for me to go, first of all, because you sit there and you listen to people talk about the 10-year, the 15-year party, and they laugh at you. I mean, every time I told my story, they just, like, thought it was ridiculous that I hadn't been addicted for more than a year. And also,
well, that's crazy.
Yeah,
just like
crazy.
Any other place in LA, they do not return phone calls. Sponsors, I never had one person return.
You got into a bad AA, dude.
Yeah,
no, I went to 30 different.
Are you sure you're not going to AAA?
I might. But I'll tell you one last thing, that I went to 30 different groups before just quitting it altogether, because also they all say that they're not a Christian group, but every one of them started or ended with the Our Father. And
well, that's
it really turned me off, because being an atheist, you know, and
yeah.
all the
you
whole idea.
You know what, Peter, you got to find the group that works for you to keep yourself sober. That's
yeah,
all that
but
matters.
Show me one AA group that's not run by Christians, that doesn't have people that really have a lot they talk about the disease, when it really seems to me to be a lot about immaturity and poor impulse control.
A lot of it is that.
Disease is just a big excuse.
Yeah, a lot of it is what you're saying. It's people experimenting, impulse control, poor judgment, bad
right.
decision making. But there are those people who do have a really genetic tie. So those people do need a structure.
I just totally disagree. I don't think that it's ever been proven that there's anything genetic about drug addiction or alcoholism, it's an excuse.
I think, you know, I hear you, and I also think the genetic piece is kind of a misconception for learned behavior from people that went before you in your family. And so if you're in a family that's drug abusing or alcohol abusing and that's the coping skill, that's kind of the genetics, I think, that most people mean by that.
Well, also, one last thing.
What?
How do you quit? See, I quit crystal meth. By employing this technique that I thought of. It's called the forget about it technique. How do you ever really quit drugs or alcohol if you sit in dark rooms every night, twice a day, as Dr. Drew says, and all you do is talk about it?
Don't be a player hater.
Right.
I mean,
I got it.
If you just forget about it, take those people and those things out of your life.
Yeah, but you're strong, Peter.
You might be a stronger guy.
Way,
you know? All right, we thank you for calling, dude. It doesn't sound like he's too far from, like, you know, having a good life.
Yeah.
He seems like a very strong dude.
Yeah, and a smart guy.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of
He'll
good connection.
Fine.
Yep.
All right, let's talk to Noel in San Diego. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Noel.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, so I had a question about, you guys are kind of talking about cheating parents.
Right.
Yeah.
And how that affects people. And I'm 28, and when I was younger, my mom actually was the one that had the affairs.
Interesting.
And I was wondering, you know, how long should that affect you for?
Well, it depends, like, how overt it was. Were you exposed to it? How old you were? Was she unavailable to you during certain periods of time in your life that really were impactful for you? Otherwise,
you know, it was like when I was 11 through 15, and I was really involved with it. I knew the guy. We went out to Disneyland. Like, she would take me places with him.
Yeah. Wait, how old were you when she was doing this?
I was 11 through 15.
Yeah, you know what? That's not real cool for a parent to put a kid in that position.
No, it isn't.
So it'll affect you until you really kind of take a good look at yourself and then say to your mom, you know, this is what I think and feel about that time. And, you know, I don't think it was really a great idea.
Hey, how did she explain who the dude was?
You know, she said they were friends and that they kind of worked together. But I would find, like, love letters and all these kind of weird things around the house. And I confronted her about it when I was younger. And I said, I know what you're doing.
Where's your dad? Where was your dad during all this?
They were together. I was ratted her out to him.
Yeah.
Oh, you ratted her out?
Yeah.
Did you ever deal with her with it? Did you ever talk to her about it as an adult child?
You know, she said it's none of your business. But now, like, as an adult, she claims that I am the one that's, like, incapable of having relationships, and she really comes down on me.
Yeah. No, she's still, you know, trying to make you feel bad, probably.
Yeah. That's terrible to do to you. How old? You're 28?
Yeah, 28.
And you're not successful with relationships?
You know, not terribly. I'm not married or anything. But
you know, you're young.
Like,
you're 28 years old.
Yeah.
What do you need a guy, you know, to, you know, sit around the house with you? You should be enjoying yourself.
I'm capable. I'm finishing up my MSc program right now.
Oh,
so.
Good for you. And you're probably learning a lot in that program that's healing you.
Yeah, definitely. I just wanted to know, you know, is that a common experience
yes.
for parents that do that to continue on, like...
Yeah, and for a parent with bad judgment, it's really their pattern to continue on and then also try to put it onto you.
And, you know, a lot of times, and Dr. Sofield's backed me on this because I've read this, you know, millions of times in psychiatric books. But a lot of times when your mom cheats on you, you become more attracted to women. You become a lesbian in life.
Oh.
And is that going on with you, Noel?
Nah, that's
yeah,
not.
I would put myself at like a 2.3 on the Kinsey.
Ah.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope you have success meeting some dude.
And good for you for doing some good hard work.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, guys. Yeah. I appreciate
all right, there
it.
There she
luck.
Goes. You know what? She
good
might
luck.
Be too smart for a relationship.
Maybe. She'll find the right guy.
Yeah, a lot of smart chicks don't need guys anymore.
They do need them for something.
No, they really. I mean, they can get a job. They can support themselves.
Yeah.
You need a lazy guy to sit around scratching his balls all day.
Well, not all guys do that.
What?
No.
All right. Dr. Sophie's with us, folks. Go to his website, Dr. S-O-P-H-Y.
I do.
Every guy does. Dr. Sophie, SOPHY.com. If you have a question about cheating, can you be a good parent? and yet cheat on your husband or your wife? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Dr. Sophie's with us, and we're live at 97.1 FM Talk. Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Dr. Sophie is with us. And you can see him on TV on Celebrity Rehab. Also, Celebrity Rehab House is coming out, right?
Sober House.
And what's that going to be on? VH1?
VH1, January 15th.
Oh, it's coming up.
Yes, it is.
Look at that. January 15th. It's a big day. It's also our tournament. Sober House. And who's in the first house?
Six of the people from the second season and a few from the first season.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Jeff Conaway?
No, he doesn't actually make it to the house.
He doesn't? Oh, man. That guy's a mess, huh?
He's trying to get himself together.
Is he? He's doing a pretty good job?
He's trying.
Yeah.
That's the key word.
Who's the most effed up out of all of them? And I guess that's not a clinical term, right?
Yeah, it's not a real clinical term. Steven Adler really struggles.
Steven does?
Yeah, he's had the longest.
I like that dude, though.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Yeah, he seems like a decent guy. All right, if you have a question about your relationship, or perhaps, and here's the question for the hour, as Sam Phillips would say, for the entire hour.
Sure. All this hour.
All this hour. Dr. Sophie. Can you cheat on your wife or your husband and still be a good parent? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Johnny on the 405. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Big Timmy. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Bubba?
Great, man. Hey, check it out, man. So, I have a baby with this chick, right? My quote-unquote girlfriend, whatever. And she encourages me to cheat on her.
Is that right? And she wants to hear the details?
She doesn't want to hear the details, but she's like, if you want to cheat, go for it.
Why do you think she says that to you?
I don't know, maybe because she gained about 45 pounds since we hooked up.
And she probably feels bad about herself.
That's a huge bitch, right?
Yeah, and then she wants you to beat her up. She wants you to abuse her so she can feel bad.
Come on, man. I'm not going to beat her up or whatever.
No, right. But
she's like, if you don't like me, go ahead and just go bang some other shit. So
that's a huge bitch! How tall is she?
She is about 5'8".
And what does she weigh?
Oh, jeez, I'd hate to guess, man, like 180.
That's a huge bitch! Ooh. That is wild. So, how old are you?
I am 27.
Okay, all right, so you got your life together. Everything seems to be cool.
Do you see the baby?
What's up?
Do you see that baby?
Oh, you're breaking up, dude.
Do you see your son or your daughter?
Yeah, it's like... we live together, whatever, right?
Yeah, oh, I see. Well, it's not whatever. You either do or you don't. You live together?
No, we live together.
Are you cheating?
I got my son, and she tells me to go cheat on her.
And do you cheat?
Of course I do, dude. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that really is a silly question. You got the golden ticket.
Why are you staying there?
What?
Why are you staying in that relationship?
The question is, why does she stay there?
Yeah, well, why? Why do you think?
She's nuts.
Well, get out.
What do you do for a living?
I don't get out, dude.
John, what do you do for a living?
I am an engineer.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And does she work?
She works in the health.
And how old's the kid?
The kid's about 2.5.
Well, I hope she's getting help for her self-esteem, man, because she feels bad about herself.
Oh, yeah. She's a total lost cause.
How often does she cry?
She cries pretty much every night, dude. Good call.
Every night.
Is she a good mother?
She is a great mother.
Well, she'll work through her stuff. You just keep cheating.
Yeah. Have you tried to help her with that weight loss?
I don't care, dude, anymore. I
know, but you're not coming home with, like, a bucket
Twinkies
of KFC,
and,
right?
And Twinkies.
Dude, I bring home effing, like, you know, nines.
Wait a minute. So you bring the chicks home to your apartment and cheat in your apartment?
Yes.
And while she's still in the apartment?
What's that?
She is home when you do that?
Oh, yeah. She doesn't care.
Yeah. Well, you
know. She's in such radical depression, dude.
And how big is your apartment?
My apartment's a three-bedroom.
So you're in one bedroom with the hot chick.
Right.
And she's in the kitchen with the KFC, and where's the kid?
The kid's in the third bedroom.
Yeah, but you know what? You got to get that together. That kid's going to know what's going on, and that gets abusive.
Yeah, that kid doesn't know nothing, man.
Yeah, well, that kid...
I'm actually doubting if it's my kid, dude. Tell you the truth.
Well, this sounds like a great reality show.
Yeah. How about we do Celebrity Rehab there next year?
Hey, man, sounds great.
Yeah. Yeah, sober apartment. All right, dude, you're a mess. Thanks for listening, though.
Yeah, but
check me out Kobe style.
Kobe style. All right, well, call Tommy. He's got all those recordings. We don't have any of those things. but that guy does sound like he's really effed his life up.
Yeah, and he's not helping that baby mama.
Yeah, he didn't seem happy, though. I mean, he seems like he's laughing and stuff.
Yeah, he feels guilty for what he's doing.
Something's going on.
Yeah, he feels bad.
Yeah.
He needs to help her.
All right, come on, Johnny. Let's get it together.
Yeah.
Let's go to a Tommy and Baker. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, you have to cheat in most cases, I'd say, especially with American women, because they're so me-centered. I mean, look at all the commercials, even on this so-called men's station. Like, the last one I just heard during the break was about, hey, guys, it's not about length, it's about thickness. Women need thickness. It's important to women. Everything is about what's important to women. And
that wasn't a commercial. That was me talking to Microsoft.
Oh, okay. I can tell. But that's exactly why these tons of funds get that way. I mean, you get these chubbies, they just chunk up after a relationship. You know, just like Tom says, you guys have heard the news and seen the evidence. I mean, they just get comfortable. And if you don't cheat, what other recourse do you have? I mean, I think that's like the bottom line. You got to do something that
exactly
says, look, you're not who you think you are. And a lot of these women, they get that way because they're delusional. They just think, oh, I'm a 9, I'm a 10, and regardless of what they look like, the shorter, the fatter they are, the hotter they think they are.
So you think you're teaching her a lesson by cheating on her?
You definitely are, though.
And then what do you do? Do you go back to this woman?
Oh, hell no. You're done. once you cheat on her, she learns, wait a second, I'm not as great as I thought I was. But the problem is, there's very few guys that have the balls to really say, look, this is what I expect from you.
Right, but
because
that's what
most
you have
the guys,
to do.
Most of the guys are like Timmy. They just kiss ass. They got nothing better to do but bow down to women. They don't want to say that to men.
No, hey, are you in a relationship now?
Yes.
You are.
And do you speak your mind?
Oh, definitely.
Good
she
for
knows
you.
I'm the boss. I don't tiptoe around like, you know, most of the men, especially, you know, I could basically point to any media outlet. They always tiptoe around the female anchor, the female reporter,
right,
the person they're talking about in the story. It's tiptoe. So I don't know. Timmy, I'm not you. Trust me.
Right. Do you wear a loincloth and you got a big sledgehammer?
No, exactly. See, you borrow feminist humor. You try to, like, demonize men like, we're cavemen.
You're the one that always has, you know, you're the one that has to say how great you are. And anytime, listen to me, you're calling from Baker,
all right?
So you're not doing well to begin with.
Women are.
You're calling from Baker. The only time people move to Baker is when they can't socialize with anybody. You live in a pit stop on the way to Vegas, and the only claim to fame that your town has is the world's biggest thermometer, which you should stick up your tuchus.
Are you Charlie Brown's mom? Are you Charlie Brown's mom or loser?
You live in Baker. You're a complete loser, sir. You're a complete mess.
You're a loser.
You're a loser.
You keep doing that.
The reason why you moved to Baker is because no chicks in Los Angeles would tolerate your crap. And you're going to have to move out further than Baker. You're going to have to go to Death Valley. He lives in Baker. Who the Christ lives in Baker?
You're a little mangina.
Yeah, right.
That's all you are. You're a little mangina.
And you're the big man of Baker. Are you the mayor of Baker?
You're a little mangina.
Are you the mayor of Baker?
By the way, how
cold is it in Baker right now? Can you see the thermometer from your house?
What does Baker have to do with anything?
Can you see the thermometer from your? Can you see the thermometer from your house? Can you see the little thermometer from your house? Which fast food place in Baker do you work at? You work at Burger King or Jack in the Box? You work at McDonald's. What are you doing, Baker?
I think he works at the Great Greek.
Knock-knock jokes, Timmy. Yeah.
Hey, by the way.
Knock-knock jokes are working, Timmy.
Hey, listen, I'm sitting here in Los Angeles with a radio job, and you're in the world's greatest, biggest thermometer, the home of the world's greatest thermometer. The only reason people stop in Baker is to take a crap on the way home from Vegas.
That's mean, Tim. You were mean and rude.
Your hometown is a place where people take a crap on the way home from Vegas. When people have diarrhea, that's the only stop. The reason to stop in Baker.
The
only reason to go to Baker is when you have diarrhea because you drank too much in Vegas.
You better check your Depends undergarments.
You understand me, sir?
Your Depends undergarments are leaking.
You understand me, young man?
Your undergarments are leaking. You pick up
a pack of smokes or you take a crap. The only two reasons to stop in Baker.
Or on your way to
Death Valley.
Come on. Yeah, exactly.
All right, get out of here.
Try hard.
All right, bye then.
Try hard, Tim.
All right, please. Oh, Christ. How about getting lectured from a guy who lives in Baker? Woo! Jesus Christ almighty. I mean, how many bad decisions have you made in your life where you end up living in that asshole?
I've never heard of it.
You know what Baker is? It's the last stop on the way to Vegas before you get a state line. Oh. It's the world's biggest thermometer.
Oh.
You know that there's like eight people live out there.
Yeah.
They're all on crack, and it's the only reason to stop in Vegas, Baker, I swear to God, it's either get fast food or you've got diarrhea
from the fast food you got before.
Yeah. And you can't get to Vegas without taking a dump, and so you slide into Baker. All right, Dr. Sophie is with us, everybody. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. We just heard from the mayor of Baker, who is a big stud out there, so I'm sure he's enjoying himself.
Yeah.
It's like 14 degrees below zero in the winter and 115 degrees in the summer. And their biggest claim to fame is they've got a tower with 105 degrees on it. And that's
Jesus
where that guy
Christ.
Is. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Dr. Sophie is with us. We're live at 97.1 FM Talk.
Love is like oxygen. You get so much, you get too high. Not enough and you're gonna die. Love gets you high. Love is like
welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Don't forget to sign up for our big poker tournament. It's January 15th. That's when the big tournament is, but you got to sign up beforehand. Go to the website, 971fmtalk.com, and sign up. It's under the contest page or events page, 971fmtalk.com. And tonight, Jay Leno is having Adam Carolla on his show. So try to get home by 11:30, 11:45, and that's about an hour from now. So check it out. All right, Dr. Sophie's with us. Always nice to see you, Doc.
Thank you. You too.
And some really effed up people tonight.
Yeah. Cheating, abusing their spouses.
Jesus Christ.
Not good stuff.
Let's talk to Jeff in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Jeff.
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
All right. What's going on with you?
Well, I was calling to talk to the doctor. I'm 27 years old. My girlfriend, we actually broke up this morning. She's 26. We've been together for like 3 years or so.
Yeah.
But
who broke up with who?
She broke up with me. Hmm. And that's kind of like the reason I'm calling. But she, before we had been, she, like when she was 19 and 20, she had been raped twice. It was like alcohol related.
Yeah.
And then a year later, she is pregnant and has an abortion. And I was wondering if, like, those type of events can affect a person's ability to have relationships. I'm guessing they can, or their ability to even have, like, emotional connections and that type of thing.
Totally, totally. Intimacy is a huge problem for people in those situations. So if your relationship after 3 years was getting too intense and too close for her, she'll find a reason to get out.
Wait, and so that's what happened? It was getting too intense for her?
Well, I mean, we actually broke up a year ago, and I think it was because it was getting too tense, and then things seem to be going really well, and then, she wants to break up again.
Well, that's why, because it gets to be too well, too good for her, and the intimacy scares her, and she's got to run.
Okay.
So she's got to, if she doesn't ever deal with that, that's going to be a constant theme in her life, so she really has got to face these intimacy issues and trusting people again, especially men.
Yeah, how close are you guys lived to?
Oh, well, she lives in San Diego. I live in L.A., so, but that's, it's kind of just, I've been kind of in there. I'm starting to take the bar, and she has a full-time job down there. Actually, I lived there, for a while. Well, so that's where we initially met.
You know, study hard, pass your bar, and give her some time, and hopefully she'll get some of the help she needs to really be able to look inside of herself.
Yeah, I hate to say this, but is it ever... I guess possible that a woman or a guy is too effed up to ever be in a relationship?
Yeah, it's possible, but I think if they really want to work on it and they stay in treatment while they're in a relationship and work on it, Yeah, I think they're okay. But I mean, it takes a lot of work. It depends on the level of damage, though.
Yeah, I can't imagine how much work it is involved to get over being raped.
Oh, a lot, especially if you haven't even dealt with it and realized it and started to talk about it. I mean, I have people who have just told me for the first time after 30, 40 years they were raped.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. And then keeping that secret from everybody for 40
absolutely.
Years, huh?
The pressure, the anxiety, and the way it interferes with your life is unbelievable.
Oh, man. All right, Dr. Sophie is with us, an expert, a psychiatrist when it comes to relationships. Or sex or any kind of addiction, man. This guy knows his stuff. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to one of my favorite friends, Xanax Bob. How you doing, man?
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, Xanax.
What's happening, brother?
How you doing, man?
Hey.
You with the singing dog.
All right, what do you got?
I think he sings because he's depressed, man. But listen... This is my second marriage. Every girl I've been with, I cheated on. I've got, three kids. One by one girl, two by another. And, on my second marriage here. And I'm constantly thinking she's cheating on me because this is the first relationship that I've never cheated.
Yeah, it's scary, isn't it?
Yeah, is that normal?
Yeah, you're finally in love now. The others were, not as tight of a connection, and now you're starting to project, like a movie projector, project your feelings and your fears onto her that she's behaving the way you would in a situation. So you better talk to her about that.
Yeah.
What are the signs that you think she's cheating, though?
Well, when we first started out, I was, like how she talked to guys, and now I think she talks a little more friendlier. I mean, just things that I would do when I was cheating.
Right, but you're projecting your stuff on her. Get secure.
Yeah, that's what it is, huh?
Yeah, get secure. Talk to her. Let her know that your fears are there, what they are. And if she loves you, she'll address them with you and work with you.
All right, well, can I take you out with the dog singing to the harmonica?
Let's go.
Sure.
All right, you ready, Maru?
Yeah, this guy plays the harmonica and the dog sings. It's great.
Ready, buddy?
That's awesome, man.
Very good.
All
thank
right,
you.
Thank you, Xanax.
Ruff, ruff.
Fantastic, man. Freak show here tonight. Mm-hmm. All right, but a good one.
Yes.
Let's talk to Rosa in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Rosa.
Hi, how are you?
All right, good, what's up with you?
I Well, from experience, my father cheated on my mom, and my siblings and I, we were already older. I was already married, and it did affect the relationship with my dad.
Yeah.
We became detached from him for a while, and it took us a little while to get close to him again.
For you to forgive him.
Yeah, I'm able to forgive him. At this point, I'm not able to see him with the other lady.
Right.
I'm still working through that.
Wait, so your parents aren't married anymore, and he's still seeing the woman that you cheated on your mom with?
Yeah, he's living with her.
And you can't see her?
No.
How old are you? You 15, 16?
Oh, no, I'm 34.
34.
Are you married?
Actually, that's my second experience. Yeah. A few years after that, I found out that he was cheating on me.
Right. You married a cheater after you were brought up by one.
Yeah. And he criticized my dad up and down when we found out about him.
Right.
That's what they have to do, though.
Yeah.
It's like when somebody, and let me ask you this, Doc, because this may or may not be true, but I have a theory that if somebody in a relationship accuses the other person of cheating, chances are they're cheating.
Right. That's what the last caller was worried about, because he's cheated. He's thinking he's seen it in somebody else.
Yeah. But it, like, if let's say Randy Wang was married to Carrie Wang, and the Wangs were out at dinner, and Randy Wang said to Carrie Wang, "I think you're cheating on me." I would then look at the both of them and I'd say, "I think Randy's cheating because he accused her of that," and that's one of the things the cheaters do.
Yeah, to distract it, get the attention off themselves and start accusing somebody else.
Yeah, plus it's a great way to shut down the accusations, too.
Absolutely.
Like, if you accuse me of cheating, I'm going to accuse you of it because you accuse me of it.
But, Rosie, you got to look at you. Why did you pick a cheater? You know, it's a personality type.
We were married for 14 years, and I found out 2 years ago that he had cheated on me. I thought we were doing fine, actually.
Did you work?
He seemed like a friendly type. At a certain point in our marriage, we did have arguments about him being flirty, but you know.
How'd you know he cheated?
I found out some emails that he had invited a coworker to eat, and then he admitted to it. We did have a lot of fights because of that, and we eventually separated in the summer of 2007.
Yeah.
And
are you divorced?
We were separated, and then he came back and wanted to work things out. But after he came back, he was constantly accusing me that I was cheating. He was following me, checking my phone. He became more aggressive, now it's going to be my way. Threatening that he was going to leave. It got to the point where we got physical.
Yeah.
It did affect our children's relationship with him. Unfortunately, we went through a whole ordeal where he hit one of my children, my youngest child. The kids were already going to therapy because...
Hey, Rosa, I'm going to put you on hold here. We've run out of time, but maybe
talk to your
Dr. Sophie can talk to you off the phone for a minute. You can also go to the website, drsophie.com, SOPHY.com. Always nice to see you.
You too.
Good luck with the new TV show.
Thank you.
Starts January 15th on VH1.
Sober House.
Yes, Sober House. Get in there. Get sober. Get happy.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for coming by. Dr. Sophie, also thank Arsenio Hall for coming by and Joey Medina. Great night here. Tomorrow night is Wednesday, and then a week from Thursday is our big poker tournament. Sign up, 971FMTalk.com. Don't forget Corolla on Leno tonight on Channel 4 in about a half hour.
Nice job, retard.
Thank you very much. I'm live on 971 FM Talk. And let's say you went to a business, and the guy's got your car up on the rack, and he's doing the alignment and stuff, and then he's blatantly discriminating against another customer. Would you say, "Hey, pull my car down, I'm out of here," Or you just say, well, it's your business. You know, do what you want.
I think that's where you have to be Tim Luther King. You know, I think there's a...
Pull my car down.
Tim Luther King.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, I think you have to
get a protest going.
How long will this continue? No longer will we allow our brothers and sisters to be mistreated while our cars are being lifted and our mufflers are being replaced. Whatever. Right. You have to do a speech.
I got
to
really go for it, huh?
Yes, you do.
Candlelight protest, yeah,
do
all that stuff.
Do the whole thing, man. Yeah.
I just don't have the energy.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We get the signs and they hammer them to the sticks and then walk around. Nothing.
KLSX HD, Los Angeles. The home of the Adam Carolla Show morning with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank midday. Where Tom Likas drives you home afternoons. On air at 97.1. Online at 97.1.